Welcome to PR Futurist, a podcast packed with tips to help you be part of future public relations, corporate communications and public affairs, presented by your host, Stuart Bruce.
Hello, this is Stuart Bruce, welcoming you to the first episode of PR Futurist. I've been intending to start a podcast for years, and I mean literally years. My first notes in Microsoft OneNote on the idea are dated way back in 2011. Problem is, I spent too long trying to decide what type of podcast it should be. Just me? Or regular interviews and conversations with interesting and knowledgeable people? Or what about a conversation with a co-host? I listen to all three of these types of podcasts and get something useful out of them all. So which one did I choose? I didn't. In fact, I decided it was time to stop prevaricating and just do it. The regular podcast is going to be bite-sized tips to help you be part of the future of public relations, corporate communications, and public affairs. Over time, these will build up into a library of owned content covering everything from public relations strategy to measurement and evaluation and crisis communications. Each bite-sized podcast will last no more than about 10 minutes, so great for you to catch up and enhance your learning. Occasionally, I'm going to be going to meet up with some of the doyens of international public relations and have a good old crack. Sometimes it'll be face to face, maybe when I'm travelling to speak at a conference or overseas to run a training course. Other times it'll have to be over Skype or Zoom because I'm not in the same place as they are. The third is going to be a conversation with a co-host. This one's still in the works, but trust me, it should be worth waiting for. So you might be wondering, why a podcast? I could counter that with, why not a podcast? But I love reading and writing. That's why I've been writing my PR blog since 2003, which makes it one of the most established PR blogs in the world. I think there were less than 10 when I first started. You can read and subscribe to my public relations blog at stuartbruce.biz. That's Stuart with a U, so stuartbruce.biz, B-I-Z, or Z if you're an American. Coincidentally, I think the first podcast was in 2003 as well. The secret sauce behind both blogs and podcasts is a technology called RSS, which stands for Really Simple Syndication. It's RSS that lets you subscribe to blogs and podcasts, so you don't need to keep going back to get the next one. But it's over the last couple of years that podcasts have really exploded. There are now about 750,000 different podcasts listed on iTunes. Last year, music streaming platform Spotify invested $500 million in acquiring podcast producer Gimlet and podcast host and distributor Anchor. I'm using Anchor to host this podcast. I'm doing so with some trepidation as it's a free service, and I usually say you get what you pay for. However, I've done it because I want to hopefully inspire you to have a go yourself. The fact that it's owned by Spotify gives me the confidence that Anchor isn't going to go out of business any day soon. I'm using the analogy that it's a bit like using the free WordPress.com. It's really good, but hosting your own WordPress installation is far better. If you look at who is blogging, you see it's everyone from hobbyists to small businesses, media companies and big brands. Just about every sector is represented, including the professions like law and accountancy. One of the big benefits of podcasts is the ease of consumption. As much as I love reading, even I recognise there are lots of times when you can't read. And you can, in contrast, you can listen to a podcast while you're doing something else. Walking the dog, at the gym, jogging, driving the car, or even just in the background while you are sitting in the office, in the bath, or cooking. That's why, despite the huge growth in video consumption, podcasts are a lot more flexible. They're also easier to produce. I didn't have to get myself ready before I could start recording this. Before I go, I just wanted to let you know what I'm going to be covering in future episodes of PR Futurist. We'll be looking at different aspects of public relations strategy and planning. We'll explore setting objectives and how to measure and evaluate communications. We'll share the special formulas to help you survive and thrive in a crisis. We'll see how corporate storytelling works and how to craft compelling stories that work. My name's Stuart Bruce. Thanks for listening to this trial episode of PR Futurist, and make sure you subscribe to get future episodes as they're released each week.
If you want to be part of the future of PR and communications, make sure you subscribe to the PR Futures podcast with your host, Stuart Bruce. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.